And more stuff on Royce White. If you remember from earlier in the week, he was the NBA first-round draft choice for the Rockets that doesn't like to fly.
That may not have been a good decision.
Oh.
You know, I mean, really.
I mean, I don't like to fly, but sometimes you have to just make sacrifices and do stuff you don't like.
But you know what? You don't have to do something like that twice a week for your job, you know? You just don't like to fly, then you can kind of choose not to fly, and that's not going to impact your career. This guy's got to decide to do something different if he doesn't like to fly.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody does stuff at their career that they don't like to do.
Well, yeah.
No, not here.
No.
Everything here is perfect.
That's right. We just do things here for fun. As long as nobody gets hurt, it's okay.
Have you ever heard the SpongeBob song about fun?
No.
Well.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I might have to play that.
No,
later.
Y'all can sing it to each other. How's that? All right, so this guy hadn't jumped out of this capsule thing yet. I thought that was supposed to happen at 7 o'clock, but I guess the people who are sponsoring it need to go ahead and pump it up a little bit more so we can talk about it.
That's the Red Bull folks.
Yeah, it doesn't happen until it's about 15 more minutes before he does this. He's going to fall for 6 minutes, okay? Now, and this is something. I mean, there's no doubt that's just really a big deal. But in the midst of all that, what's his name? Bumgartner, is that right? Felix Bumgartner. Okay. And good for him. I mean, glad he wants to do this. But we need to remember a guy named Red Kittinger, okay? Now, Red, by the way, is still alive. He's 84 years old. Now, as best I can tell, y'all got a calculator there. What's 5,280 feet per mile? Is that right? Is that how I remember that?
Pretty sure Kevin and I are both mathematically challenged.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. So, well, let's go to Google and let's type in 5,280. All right.
I'm still thinking about Baumgartner. Well, isn't that the last name of the little boy on that baseball movie?
I don't know. So hit asterisk and then times 23, and what do we get? 121,440 feet. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's what the jump's going to be today. Okay, Red jumped 102,000 feet in 1960.
Yeah, he set the word. Yeah, and almost lost part of his, I think, a hand.
Well, again, that was 1960.
Very top secret stuff.
They didn't have computer models and stuff like that in 1960. I mean, that was pretty much, hey, Red, do you want to do this, buddy? And then jump and let's see how it works out for you?
Yep. Man. They were testing ejection equipment.
That's, I mean, we talk about not having a lot of heroes, and I think Chuck Yeager is an American hero. This guy might be an American hero.
Oh, without question.
I'm hoping that they do a little bit of publicity on Red Kittinger.
It was top secret for 40 years.
Wow.
Because of all the stuff it was all training stuff for high altitude, high speed aircraft.
Yeah. And you know what? He didn't get paid a lot of money.
Nope.
And that's pretty much his job. I mean, he probably volunteered for it, but still, I'm guessing that old Felix is going to make some money off of this deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not sure. Well, anyway. Another
or at least get free Red Bull for life.
Oh, there you go. That wouldn't make him jittery at all, would it? A Finnish couple has added to their victories by taking first place in the North American Wife Carrying Championships. That was at the main Sunday River Resort. Wife carrying. You pick up your wife and you carry her. The world record, by the way, was 52.58 seconds. That includes hurdles, sand traps, and a watering hole.
Oh, my goodness.
So you pick your woman up and you carry her.
You know how they carry them?
I don't know.
It's fireman's carry. They do. I've seen
it. Oh, like over their shoulder kind of thing?
Over the shoulder. Or the woman will ride on the guy's back upside down with her legs supporting her weight on his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Which looks really odd when they're, because they're running fast.
No kidding. The winners receive the woman's weight in beer. Now, I like that.
Oh, it's awesome. They do it every year.
That's
I love it.
That's so funny.
And it says five times her weight in cash. That meant they received $530? Wow, okay.
So I guess it's easier.
So she didn't weigh a whole lot.
That's really funny how it's proportionate to how difficult the struggle would be.
What's really cool is that they shared their beer winnings with the second and third place finishers. All right. Now, you see, that's the kind of camaraderie we need. I mean, how would that be in the NFL? Like after the Super Bowl?
We could have a Brian Broadcasting wife carrying contest. There's a lot of married people here.
Okay, now you're not one of them. So
no, I could be a mediator.
Oh, great! So you're the one who's going to decide to do that.
I'll be a judge.
Okay, Let's see what that does to our insurance rates. Yes, everything was fine until we decided to have the wife carrying championships. Then there were accidents and injuries.
Hey, publicity.
Yeah.
Publicity.
Insurance goes up.
Accident. Yes, what I'm saying. They'd come in and go, well, everything seemed to be fine here, Mr. Downs, until you decided that you wanted to do that. So, all right, here you go. A talented head cook at a school in central Sweden has been told to stop baking fresh bread, cut back on her wide-ranging veggie buffets because, well, it's unfair that students at other schools can't have the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
While you can't have nice things, Annika Eriksson was told that her cooking was just too good.
No kidding.
Students at the school had become accustomed to feasting on the newly baked bread and an assortment of 15 vegetables at lunchtime, but now the good times are over. Officials told her, bring it down a notch, since other schools didn't receive the same caliber food, and that makes it, are you ready? Unfair.
Oh,
it's not fair.
Oh, man.
So
life is not fair.
No, it's not. That's exactly right. Right. Life is not fair.
You're gonna crush somebody who's trying to make a positive impact on planet Earth.
Yep.
Telling
them
they can't use their skills and talents.
Nope. Can't do it. Not in the public sector anyway. If you want to go to some private school, maybe they'll let you do that.
Sounds
but you can't do it
like
in public school.
Sounds a lot like that story where the guy falls in love with the ballerina. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope, I don't.
It's like an old story where everyone has to act stupid.
No, we do that here.
I was going to say, we're qualified.
As graduates struggle to find work in the ever-competitive British job market, a 22-year-old has turned to working on a farm. Jamie Foxx studied music and English, but will not be needing those skills because his new job is to scare birds away from a field. Spends most of his...
He's a human scarecrow.
That's right. He is a human scarecrow.
I have a friend whose degree, his master's was in 19th century studies like me, and he makes Warhammer molds at a toy factory.
Of course. Warhammer molds.
It's like little orcs that you battle against little elves.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, he spends most of his shift sitting, reading, and playing his ukulele.
Because what do you do as a scarecrow but play a ukulele?
Of course, yeah. The birds won't go there because of that. But he's required to spring into action when birds begin to circle the farm, scaring them with an accordion and a cowbell.
Now that is good.
He's multi-talented.
He is.
He's a one-man band.
Makes $400 a week, and he keeps the 10-acre field bird-free. Well, there you see.
Awesome.
So, once again, no matter what you get your degree in or where you graduate from, there always could be a job for you out there in the marketplace.
In the 66-